and a specialist in genealogy. Thank you, ladies, for coming
in. Thank you for having us.
Hang in there. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin at WRJN. Stay right where you are. Got news from CBS.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Reseca Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A senior Russian official says talks between Russia and the U.S. and Saudi Arabia have ended, with no date set for a meeting between Vladimir Putin and President Trump, and no word on a possible plan to wind down the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Holly Williams is at the foreign desk.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio sat down with his Russian counterpart this morning. High-speed diplomacy aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. Some say today's meeting is already a victory for Russia, which has been isolated by sanctions and condemnation. Many Ukrainians feel betrayed. Ukraine did not know anything about these talks, said Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. We cannot recognize any agreements about us that are made without us.
Passengers are speaking out after a Delta jet from Minneapolis flipped on its roof as it came in for a landing at the airport in Toronto in snow-blown wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour.
1 minute you're landing, kind of waiting to see your friends and your people, and the next minute you're physically upside down and just really turned around. But it sounded, I mean, it was just cement and metal.
Pete Carlson, among the 80 on board who got out safely, 18 suffered minor injuries. The cause still under investigation. A polar vortex is sending brutally cold temperatures from the Rockies and Northern Plains all the way south to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott.
Going into Wednesday and Thursday, there will be widespread freezing across almost the entire state of Texas.
CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're going to be seeing overnight lows in a place like Oklahoma City at just about 2 degrees, and in Williston, North Dakota at minus 41. That is all before you factor in the wind and things feel so much colder.
More federal employees are detailing dismissals ordered by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. This woman was hired at the FAA less than a year ago as part of a team that files inspections and reports on the American Airlines fleet.
I personally did not feel that our positions were at risk for the simple fact that we are in the flight standards safety division.
CBS News has learned the Social Security Administration's acting commissioner, Michelle King, has stepped down. No word from the White House on why. Researchers at Rockefeller University have linked a specific gene to human speech. Study author Robert Darnell.
NOVA was part of what we would call a selective sweep of a variety of genes, and NOVA was one of them, that contributed to the emergence of Homo sapiens as the dominant species, which we are today.
S&P futures are up 23, Dow futures ahead 82. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Today is slightly colder than yesterday, but a warm-up is expected soon, with temperatures possibly reaching the 40s by Sunday. For now, a cold weather advisory remains in effect with wind chills as low as 29 below. Warming centers in Racine and Kenosha are still up and running. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Voters in Kenosha today are deciding on a $115 million operational referendum for the school district. There's also a statewide spring primary election featuring a race for state superintendent of public instruction. There are other primary races everywhere. You can check your ballot at myvote.wi.gov. You can read all about the candidates at racinecountyi.com. The Racine Family YMCA has launched their Membership for All program. It's meant to help low-income residents overcome financial barriers to membership. The initiative is said to provide affordable access to YMCA facilities. And a brawl at the On the Border Gentlemen's Club in Franklin has led to battery charges against five staff members. It came after a dispute over payment for a dance in January. Two customers were hospitalized as a result of the fight. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
a rematch against Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Fighting Illini. The last time these two teams met, Illinois won by 6. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation, head coach Greg Gard.
You know, I know we've gotten a lot better, but obviously here's the, you know, somebody that got us the first round, and what can we do better to take away the things that they did really well the first time, and offensive rebounding for them was something they emphasize, and they were really good at it that night.
NFL, the Packers need to make decisions on free agents like center Josh Myers, kicker Brandon McManus. Today is the first day teams can use the franchise tag. Baseball spring training, Brewers' new lefty Nestor Cortez talked about his elbow injury.
So I started throwing in like mid-December. Those first 2-3 weeks are like growing pains and knowing that you're a little sore, but I feel like I have a good sense of what's sore and what's pain. You know, turn some heads and keep going forward.
That's the Brewers' new left-handed pitcher Nestor Cortez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above. Wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 0, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Current temperature, 7 below.
I was for some time a few years ago a substitute teacher. And that's the kind of work where you depend on a call from a school principal every morning to wake you up. And why is it when someone wakes you up out of a deep sleep, they always ask, did I wake you? And you always deny it, you know, you always deny it. No, you didn't wake me. You know. So it goes like this, you know, ring, hello. Good morning, Mr. Klein. This is Mr. Torelli, Jefferson Junior High School. Good morning, Mr. Torelli. I didn't wake you, did I, Mr. Klein? Oh, Mr. Torelli, I was just reading the Bible. You know, I get into my car. When you try to start your car on a cold winter morning, the car seems to talk to you. You know, like, please don't try to stop me. Leave me alone, I'm cold, I don't want to stop. Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Right. On your way. Now you get to the school, and that's when your troubles begin. See, when the kids know that you're a substitute, they take advantage. They pull their bits, like your forged absentee notes, you know. And they're so bad at it, too. Cause of absence, bubonic plague. Who's kidding you? Teaching children is a peculiar thing. The first teaching experience I ever had was teaching children swimming. I was a lifeguard in a resort hotel, and I must tell you, I did save a little boy's life. He was a ratty kid. No one liked him. The staff at the hotel hated him, you know. But anyway, I pulled him out of the deep end. I literally saved the boy's life, and his parents tipped me $5. Now, how did they come up with the figure? I don't understand.
How much should we give him? I don't know. 15? How long have we had the boy?
I could have gotten 15 from the staff to let him drown.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Pride can hurt you too. Apologize to her. Because she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you. You know you should be glad. With a love like that, you know you should be glad.
News 10, let's head to WRJN. It's 8:12. Look for that sunshine today. Not going to do much. Highs near 9. Partly cloudy, lows around minus 1 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 14 tomorrow. It's sunny, minus 6 now, right here at Radio Park. Well, this is odd but true. It's hard to believe. In 2013, the African country of Swaziland, which is now called Eswatini, implemented a new law that banned witches from flying their broomsticks higher than 500 feet in the air. Now, they had said there were no penalties for witches flying below 500 feet. What a law. Maybe we should enact something like that in our country, huh? Simon and Garfunkel, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN with Cecilia. It's WRJN. Simon and Garfunkel from their Bookends album, Cecilia. Hey, downtown Racine, WRJN invites you to downtown Chili Ice Walk this Saturday, February 22nd. You can sample over 10 locations serving chili, see fun ice sculpting, and have the kids play along with a scavenger hunt. It all runs from noon to 4 this Saturday, February 22nd, downtown Racine. Learn more by clicking on Racine Downtown link on our website, WRJN.com. And I will have on Wednesday morning at 8:05, we'll have Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation on the air talking about the Chili Eyes Walk. That'll be right here on WRJN, so we'll answer some more questions if you have any on that, okay? It's 8:16 at WRJN. No matter where you work, there are people who repeatedly use the same words and phrases. A poll by Slack.com found that 63% of people said it was off-putting when coworkers used office jargon. 89% admit they use those words themselves to fit in and sound more professional. Now, the people in the poll said the most overused words in the workplace are phrases like ASAP. I think somebody just used that to me yesterday around here. Keep me in the loop. Just checking in. Team player, give 110%. Sorry for the delay. I'm always saying that. New normal. No worries. Every day somebody says, no worries. Touch base. Think outside the box. Loop me in. Now, that I never heard of before. Back to square one. Circle back in the classic, there's no I in team. So if you're using those, they're pretty archaic. Stop using them. Nobody wants to hear them. We want to hear the beat with Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bob and weave through the story of a young boxer on the cusp of greatness in And In This Corner, Cassius Clay, opening February 21st at the Racine Theater Guild. Before the world knew him as Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay Jr. grew up in Jim Crow era Louisville. He stepped into the ring with determination and a drive to not be beaten by life or his opponents, fighting his way onto the gold medal stand and into history books. A reminder for us all to channel our inner champion and fight for what's right. Tickets and more info at racinetheater.org.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025, one meal at a time.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Still in concert around the country. Frankie Valli, 90 years old, still singing the hits on stage. Wow. That's pretty neat. 8:24, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Sunny today. Highs only near 9. Right now, we're still at minus 6 and sunny here at Radio Park. You know, it's tricky being a burglar in the wintertime. Case in point, two guys in Tacoma, Washington, break into a house. The cops easily able to track them by following their footprints in the snow since it was the area's snowiest day in 50 years. Yeah, it's tough. When you're a crook in the wintertime, I think maybe you should just hibernate like the bears in the winter. It's 8:24, local news, timeless hits, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the historic legendary frequency of 1400 AM everywhere.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. The same.
Association. Hey, tomorrow morning, you have a chance to win another pair of tickets to see the Association and Herman's Hermits at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. We'll do a giveaway, another pair of tickets tomorrow morning right here at WRJN. So be listening for your chance to win, okay? How would you react to this situation? Someone in California called 911 after seeing a bunch of body parts floating in the water. You would probably do the same thing, right? Okay, turns out the police came, there were mannequin parts. Somebody dumped body parts of a mannequin in there. Still scary, though, you know, if you see body parts. I would call 911, wouldn't you? Hey, it's 8:30 on the nose. Let's see what's going on locally in the news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a little colder than yesterday, but a relative warm-up is coming. A cold weather advisory remains in effect with wind chills as low as 29 below. People planning on being outside for a longer time are still being told to wear protective clothing to prevent frostbite. That can set in as little as 10 minutes. Warming centers are still running in Racine and Kenosha. We'll get to a high of 14 tomorrow and maybe 40s by Sunday. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Altogether, voters in Kenosha are being asked for an extra $115 million. The spring primary election day today has a sparse ballot for most, but an important question in Kenosha. The school district is looking for approval on an operational referendum asking to raise spending by $23 million a year. District taxpayers would be looking at paying an extra $300 a year on a $250,000 home. Racine Unified voters will see a referendum on the April ballot. There is a statewide race and other items to vote on today. To see your ballot and where you can vote, check out myvote.wi.gov. It's now more affordable to play at the YMCA. You can read more about the new Racine Family YMCA program available starting today at racinecountyi.com. The new effort is called the Membership for All program. It's designed to help those who are low income overcome financial obstacles to membership. The story on the I has some insightful stats about the health of people in Racine County, plus details about how to join that new program. Read all about it at racinecountyi.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Keeping it cold today with plenty of sunshine, highs near 9 above. Wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 0, wind chills down to 15 below. A little milder on Wednesday with a high near 15. Current temperature, 7 below.
The birthday of James Abram Garfield, I believe it's March 16th. James Abram Garfield, certainly one of the forgotten names in history, the 20th president of the United States, a man who was elected 8 times to Congress from Ohio, extra honest, but most famous for what, Josephine? Sorry, I thought I was a teacher. Famous for having been shot by a disappointed office seeker. It always says the same thing. You read his name, it says shot by a disappointed office seeker. You get a child's milk container collection of the presidents. It says George Washington, father of our country. Abraham Lincoln, Emancipation Proclamation. Thomas Jefferson, purchased Louisiana. James Abram Garfield, shot by a disappointed office seeker. You look in the encyclopedia under Garfield, James Abram. It says, see office seeker, disappointed.
Get it almost every night. Everybody here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine, a natural sight.
Moonlight King Harvest. It's 8:36. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 9. Partly cloudy, lows minus 1 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 14 tomorrow. Later in the week, next week, it's going to be in the mid-40s. Near, you know, it's going to be really nice out. But right now, it's sunny and minus 6 right here at Radio Park. All right. People need things to worry about. Here's the latest thing. The newest thing that can kill you is your toaster. They release a ton of toxic particles into the air, and being in your kitchen after you make toast is worse than standing at a busy intersection. Really? I toast muffins all the time. I don't see any particles in the air. Wait a second. Oh, yeah, maybe that cough is from all those particles. I don't know. I never heard of that before.
With your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. It ain't true that your life has kicked you. It's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
I'm the Pied Piper, and I'll
And the Poppins, California Dreamin', 842. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Got a new study here. Do you have a cold, first of all? You have a cold, the flu, COVID, something like that? All right. A study found in Texas, good-looking people tend to have better immune systems than the rest of us. So if you got a cold right now, or you got some kind of bug going on, just remember, the good-looking people don't have that. Because their immune systems are better, right? All right. Just thought you'd like to know that. 842. We're looking for sunshine today with a high near 9. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows minus 1. Cloudy with a high near 14 tomorrow. Native American band Redbone. Come and get your love. 846 WRJN local news, timeless hits. Hey, plan to visit Memorial Hall on March 1st or 2nd as the Racine County Eye presents the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo. See trends in home remodeling, energy efficiency, and wellness practitioners, along with sustainable living experts. You'll see live demonstrations, too. It all happens on Saturday, March 1st, and Sunday, March 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets at the door, just $10. WRJN will be there, too, featuring some live broadcast and saying hi to all of you at RacineCountyEye.com. Check out all the details. Again, that is the Thrive Home and Wellness Expo, March 1st and 2nd at Memorial Hall. It's 8:46 at WRJN now.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every pie is made from scratch with cherries straight from Door County. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
With that love.
Outsiders, Tam Oletme, local news, Tanless Hits, WRJN, it's 8:52. Are you tired of driving at night with somebody coming at you with their high beams on and they blind you on the road? Well, the government approved a new high-tech smart headlight. It prevents you from blinding other drivers with your bright lights. They can sense when a car is coming, but they don't dim your lights. Instead, they block out the section directed at your car, so you get to keep your brights on. The other drivers can't tell. I can't tell you how many times in the morning people are coming at me with their bright lights on. And it's, you know, on dry pavement, it's okay. But when it's raining outside, it's even worse because you can't see anything. It's so shiny, you get blinded. And how about the guy behind you with his brights on? He's tailgating you. He's got his brights on. Did I sound like I'm complaining? I'm sorry. 8:53 at WRJN. One, two, three,
sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way.
Leslie Gore, local news, Tamla's Hits, WRJN. Dan Marcus coming up next for you, 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock today. We have Kurt Bowman at 6 o'clock. Chris Morrow's in. I think we also have Badger basketball tonight, too. Yeah. So that's all coming up later on here at WRJN. Tomorrow morning, I'll be back with more of your favorites, more timeless hits, more local news, and tickets to give away to see these guys in concert at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan. Herman's Hermits. Keep it right here, WRJN.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. Girls as sharp as her are something rare. Doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough. It ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed. She doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. Walking about, even in a crowd, well, you'll pick her out. Makes a bloke feel so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Today is the first step of a long and difficult journey, but an important one.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio speaking in Saudi Arabia after wrapping up a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
This was as much about restoring relations as